Both President Václav Klaus and his predecessor in office, Václav Havel, have criticized the aggressive tone of campaigning ahead of May's general elections. In an interview for Euro magazine, Mr. Klaus said that the campaign was full of empty slogans, foolish billboards, and inappropriate personal attacks. He also warned voters against supporting newly founded parties such as Top09, stating that their political programs were vague and void of content. In an interview for the Tiden Weekly, Mr. Havel said that for most people, politics had become synonymous with something suspicious and that a shake-up in Czech politics would greatly benefit the country. According to figures published by the Ministry of Finance on Monday, in the first 4 months of 2010, the state budget deficit saw the highest increase it has seen during any such period in the past 10 years. The deficit increased by 78.2 billion Czech crowns from January to April 2010, as compared to 55.7 billion crowns in 2009. Last week, Finance Minister Eduard Janota said that a further 16 billion crowns must be cut in order to meet the projected 163 billion crown deficit in 2010. The Minister of Transport, Gustav Slamečka, said in an interview with the Czech daily Hospodářské noviny on Monday that Czech Airlines' operating costs had led to losses of approximately 4 billion Czech crowns in 2008. He said that the number of passengers who traveled with Czech Airlines in that period is estimated to be about 4 million, which means that with each passenger, the airline suffered a loss of roughly 1,000 crowns. Mr. Slamečka added that he would support the airline's proposed 3-year restructuring plan, which the government is due to discuss on Monday. The plan seeks to cut costs by gradually changing the company into a holding company. Other cost-cutting measures include cuts in staff and the number of planes in the Czech Airlines fleet. And now for a brief look at the weather. Over the next few days, we will see quite a bit of rain and daytime temperatures will range between 13 and 17 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka and this is the end of the news.